USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Justice Department has successfully argued a case of seditious conspiracy against a handful of Proud Boy leaders in the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says there were defendants who attacked and assaulted police officers on January 6th.
Over the past 2 years, the department has secured more than 600 convictions for a wide range of criminal conduct on January 6th.
Garland said the evidence detailed the extent of violence that occurred at the Capitol that day and the central role the defendants played in setting it into motion. Russia's claim the U.S. was behind an alleged drone attack on the Kremlin is an outright lie.
The United States was not involved in this incident in any way, contrary to Mr. Peskov's lies. And that's what they are, just lies.
That's what White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Thursday. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky denied carrying out the attack. The Democratic and Republican leaders of the U.S. House are demanding Russia immediately release two Americans detained in Moscow. In a rare joint statement, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries condemned the ongoing and illegal detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and ex-Marine Paul Whelan. Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in his copyright infringement case.
Sheeran was accused of stealing components of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On song for his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all.
He told reporters he's just a guy who loves writing music for people to enjoy. I'm Dave Collins.
And over half of Americans think Congress should regulate AI technology. It's according to a poll from the Tech Oversight Project. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Law enforcement in Southwest Georgia is investigating multiple deaths at different scenes, including at a McDonald's restaurant. A large police presence was at the McDonald's in the small town of Moultrie, Georgia, north of the Florida-Georgia state line. WALB reports law enforcement said there's no confirmation the incidents are connected. San Diego immigration attorney Esther Valdez says the end of Title 42 could lead to the largest mass influx of migrants ever into the U.S. And she says people are already lining up at the border ahead of next week.
We're already seeing along the San Diego-San Ysidro border tens of thousands of people already congregating, waiting for it to be midnight on May 11th to be able to claim asylum.
Valdez saying once Title 42 ends, Border Patrol will still be removing people crossing illegally, but she's worried about cities along the border not being able to keep up with capacity. And an Oklahoma hospital apparently has the eye of the Biden administration.
The Department of Health and Human Services issued an ultimatum to a top-rated Catholic hospital network in Oklahoma, threatening to shut down their services to poor and vulnerable patients unless they remove the sanctuary candle from their chapel. Attorney Lori Windham of Beckett Law Office wrote a pre-litigation letter to HHS Secretary Javier Becerra explaining how the administration's threat violates the religious freedom rights of the Catholic hospital.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.